realms of Senith.
So if I recall, we left off last time with Rikara being bitten by a werewolf, or werebold, I guess. I don't know what a kobold would be called, like a were version of it.
That sounds about right, though.
I don't know, because it'd either be werebald, as you said, or a werekobold, because everything else just states its thing after were.
You're looking for a cure. Tia was talking with people from her clan, and they sent you to go get some ingredients to make a potion that supposedly cures lycanthropy. Here we are, near an area where they said that they've seen werewolves.
This is also where we can capture those ingredients or harvest them.
They're hoping so. They're also asking you to look out for some other herbs and stuff, but you've been collecting that on the way. Things that should slow down the transformation and help Rikara resist. You were looking for a statue and the ruins of a very old trade post, and that's what you are standing in front of now. It's kind of hard to see. All you can really see is the arm hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, you'd have to zoom in super far. So anyways, the point is, you believe you're in the area. You can actually see some lights. The closest ones are to the right that you can see there.
Okay.
Then further out,
oh, wow.
You see lights that are way across. You're by a ravine, and there's a small river that's flowing through beneath there. It is nighttime. Your current views represent your dark vision.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is survival helpful in this situation to find our way and gather the things we need to gather?
If you want to roll a survival for me now, and everybody can roll survivals and or perceptions.
We wouldn't happen to be in the mountains, would we?
You are in the valley. This is kind of mountainous terrain.
Curious if my natural explorer bonuses apply. My terrain is mountains. Yeah, like favorite terrain or whatever.
They would apply. This is very hilly. I don't know if you can see this or not, but right next to you, Tia, is a cliff. Very small cliff. It's only like 10 feet down. It's not easy terrain to be navigating.
Well, I can double my proficiency on my survival.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I rolled a 4 in survival myself.
I rolled a 16 and add 6, so that is 22.
Is Arsenal doing anything or just waiting for something to happen?
Arsenal rolled a 2, so he doesn't know shit.
Okay. 17. You see spider webs, Tia. You're starting to think that there must be large spiders nearby.
Oh, dear. Would I happen to know whether we should clear out these spider webs or leave them alone?
You don't think clearing them out will do much. You do find one that you think you should clear, so you do that. But that's the hint you got that these must be large spiders.
I'm understanding this information all correctly. We're headed toward ruins.
Yes, you're looking for a temple ruin that's across this ravine because you were told that's where werewolves seem to have been congregating.
And that's like to the northeast.
Yes. You want me to sync our views again?
No, because it keeps confusing me. It keeps stealing what I'm looking at.
Okay. As you start going through here, you start hearing the spiders moving nearby. Coming from this direction as one, and you hear other like rustling sounds, the sounds of spider legs coming from the northeast, but you can't see them yet.
So I guess I'll consult my crew here and inquire whether they want to try to sneak through between two clusters of giant spiders, or should we sneak and attack?
One question I have is how long... So you spoke with some people, Onyx Elves, I think you said?
Yeah, it's like my home colony, home village.
What did they tell you about how long I have if I didn't take those potions to stave off the symptoms?
Good question. What do I know about that?
You should be starting the transition to a werewolf at the next full moon, which is tomorrow night.
Oh, man. Okay. And we probably have a long way to go before we can get there.
Well, you think you should be able to make it to your destination tonight. It's just across the ravine here. You can actually see the light from the area. So there's definitely something there. If there's lights, there's something there.
Okay.
What else was I going to say? The making the potion is the part that might come in a bit tight.
Okay.
So if there's anything rushing you, it's that.
I see. All right.
And it's not something we can do ourselves once we have the materials and the potion, we need them to do it.
What you can make yourselves are the potions that have been slowing it down. So like she technically should have changed much sooner, but by taking the potions and salves that she has been, it's slowing it.
Nice. Okay.
Because strictly speaking, being a werewolf doesn't necessarily tie you to the moon, but the moon has an effect on it. So anyway, yeah, there's some werewolf lore for you, which you guys have probably heard quite a bit of. So your concern is what, just changing in the fly here?
Well, yeah, that's what I was worried about. I didn't want to, if that was something that was going to happen and we didn't have time, I don't want to hurt anyone. So I don't know. What do you guys think about going northeast?
At the spiders?
Yeah.
There's spiders to the northeast, there's spiders to the southeast. So I was wondering if you wanted to try to sneak past them, like go between, or should we just like take them on, try to sneak straight into them and attack?
I like the idea of going in between. Would both sides get to us? I mean, they very well might, but...
If we fail to be stealthy, probably so. Also, we have to look out for spider webs so we don't get caught.
Yeah. Maybe go in between, like you suggested, Thea.
Is that what Arsenal wants to do too?
Arsenal doesn't particularly care, but keep in mind that he is a big metal construct and not very stealthy.
Maybe we can shove some of this moss from the ground in between your clanky joints and suppress some of that sound. I don't know.
I'm not sure that would work so good.
Turn you to a statue. All right, so you want to try it, or do you think we should try to just fight them?
Well, Arsenal's down for whatever.
Okay. Well, let's try a stealthy. Do we need a stealth and a survival to get through here without getting caught in the spider webs, or just stealth?
Let's kind of streamline this a bit. I'm going to try and get you up here. I you don't want to go around, right? Because that gets you too close to the spiders.
Probably.
Okay, so a dexterity-based acrobatics to get up here to climb this quietly. Need that roll from everybody. So it's a dexterity check. And then you add your acrobatics proficiency if you have it.
Okay. 23 total.
Arsenal gets an 18.
I also have 18.
That moss is doing wonders.
I don't know if you can see the spider up there or not.
Yes. East, comma, giant spider. Looks like there's one below too.
Yep.
Ooh.
So now that you're up here, you can see where those spiders are. It looks like they're busy. There's one over here that is cocooning a humanoid-sized creature right now. It doesn't seem to be moving, so it's probably dead.
Probably nobody to save, and we can use the distraction to try and eat them back.
This one over here is putting webs in this tree. All right, so to continue on, it will be just a straight stealth check to get over to here.
Okay.
21.
17 total.
Arsenal gets a 3.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Got to roll on them. See if they catch you because they hear you, but do they actually see you? Okay. Yeah, they do. A 1 does. All right. Roll initiatives then.
It was worth a try. Oh my God. 19
plus something. Arsenal gets an 8 for initiative.
I got a 5.
22. The orange circle is a light.
Yep. All right, Thea, you get to go first.
Which one is the one who seems to have reacted to us?
I'm going to hide the one that hasn't reacted yet.
Okay. So I shoot the beast with the bow.
Your range is good, I think.
With my longbow, it's 150/600.
It's got 3/4 cover, so I think that's 5 to its AC.
Nice. Is a 19 enough?
No. Yes, it is. It's exactly what you need.
Longbow is a D8. Oh, that's beautiful. So that's a total of 4 piercing damage.
Is that your turn?
Yes and no. I want to try to use some foliage to create the cover situation. Like there, maybe. Could I like move to there and create cover?
Where at again? Could you mark it again? Oh, yep, you can.
That's assuming that he wants to do like web sling or something. Because otherwise, you know, it's useless.
Gotcha.
That's my turn. I see a man.
Yeah, he's just laying down near this campfire. Let's see, what can they do? 30 feet, 60 feet. They have disadvantage. Well, it's going to try anyway, and it's going to miss. 8 plus 5 is 13, right? So does that hit your AC?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
16 is mine.
So no, it misses. It's going to start coming over this way. Speed, not enough. So I think it's Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to move up and attempt to smack it. That is a 24.
That's a hit.
It's a hit. Yeah. That's going to be 12 bludgeoning damage, and that is Arsenal's turn.
That's a smack.
Yeah. Akara.
I'm going to move up as well. I am going to do Flurry of Blows. 17 hit.
Yep.
6 damage. And then 6 damage. I assume 20 hits.
Yes.
Perfect. 4 damage. And then I can punch, right?
Yes.
And it's a 4, so presume that's a miss.
Okay, Tia.
I'm assuming still coverage, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think I might drop the bow and come at it with the short swords. All right, come on. 22?
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep going. One's for damage. So 1 + 3 = 4 damage.
Okay, it's died. We're out of initiatives. Go ahead and roll a stealth check again for everybody.
I got the same rolls as last time. That's another 3 for Arsenal.
18 for me.
13.
All right, do we want to keep the same initiatives or do you want to re-roll?
I'm good with keeping them.
I don't care either way, but the first thing I'm going to do is go grab my bow. I'm assuming my stealth can get me there without being detected.
Mm-hmm. How about I just keep the same initiatives, actually?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Let me know when you're done with your turn there, Tia.
What action is grabbing the bow? Is it an action?
Use an object action, so I guess you can pick it up this round.
I can't see the grid to know how far I can. I guess I've used a measure.
Arsenal, you get to go.
Oh.
Straight down this way. Straight to the south.
That is quite a walk.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it is.
What's the movement speed of the, I guess, the other spider, since that's the one that we actually saw moving?
It's 30 feet. The issue is it can climb.
I believe at this point, Arsenal has his crossbow, so it can move here. Arsenal's going to, I think the most optimal way is for him to drop his hammer and then pull out his crossbow and start firing a shot.
Okay.
Oh. That is a miss, a 7. And that would be Arsenal's turn.
Ricara.
If I wanted to do a dash, my normal speed is 40. Would I be able to dash up to 60?
You're basically replacing your action with movement. So that would be 80 feet.
80 feet. Okay. So it doubles it. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. I'm not seeing where the spider go. Oh, okay. I'm not going to go all the way over there, but I'm going to get closer because I only have melee weapons. I'm in his line of sight, so I'm pretty sure he's going to attack me, but that's okay.
Is that your turn?
Yes.
Yes, it is going to attack you.
Uh-huh.
It's a 9 on the die, which makes that 14 to hit.
That's exactly my armor class.
7. So you take 10 points of damage.
Okay.
It bites you. Okay. Next one. Climbs up here, climbs over here.
Oh, boy.
What is the distance to people? Gonna shoot a web over at Arsenal. 10 is not gonna be a hit. I shoot a web at Kara and does hit.
Uh-huh.
All right, you're webbed.
So you that are means now no attack, restrained. Right? Yeah.
So, question. Between now and the last session, have we had a long rest to recoup spells and stuff?
Yes. It's your turn, Tia.
Are any of them hurt yet?
No.
Well, I'm going to pick the closest one. Hunter's marker. I suppose that's the one that has Ricara.
Okay.
Would I improve my line of sight by going here?
You probably should, yeah. You have a clear shot.
All right, then I shoot it.
Well, that's a lot of spiders.
Is that what Arsenal says?
No, I don't think so.
21 to hit spider.
That's a hit.
Hunter's mark is a D6.
It should be. Yes, it's a D6.
So I got 2 6s + 3. That is 15 damage.
Spider is not happy.
What kind of damage is the hunter's mark if you're looking at that?
It doesn't specify, so I imagine it's just whatever your weapon attack is. So piercing, probably.
Okay, that's my turn.
Arsenal.
So what does it take for Arsenal to pick up his hammer? Is that an action?
Use an object. It's not an action. It's like one of the actions on your turn.
One of the actions on your turn.
It's like, you know, you have an action, a bonus action, and movement, but you also get use an object, like opening a door or picking up something.
So it's just another thing you can do once per turn.
Right.
Okay, so Arsenal will pick up his hammer and then move towards this guy. He's going to swing at it. That is a 14.
That's what you need.
9 bludgeoning damage, and that is Arsenal's turn.
Ricara, you look up restrained.
So what can I do to get unrestrained?
You can make a DC 12 strength check to get out of it as an action.
Okay.
While you are restrained, your speed is 0, attacks against you have advantage, and your attack rolls have disadvantage.
I gotcha.
Or you can do that strength check, like I said.
I'll try to do the strength check. So I rolled a 12 and then add nothing.
Well, 12 is what you need, though.
Sweet.
All right, so what's left on your turn is your movement and bonus action.
11 to attack.
Are you using that martial thing with your bonus action?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's part of an attack action, which you did not take.
Okay.
Just movement left. I don't know. Do you want to run around the spider for some reason?
No, I'm good. I think I'll stay put.
Okay. So yeah, you spent your turn getting out of the webbing.
I'm just picturing her being like, "We need a boo boo, your web's doo doo."
Well, it is.
It is doo-doo, though. That's a miss on Arsenal. And this other spider shoots at Arsenal with a 12 is a miss. One shoots at Ricara for a miss. And that brings us to Tia.
Hello. I'm going to shoot the same guy. Ouch. So that's a 9. How much do I add? I had 5, so 14.
That's what you need.
Oh, I thought that was he's only got 2 hit points and I missed him. Well, that's hilarious because I still get to roll 2 dice. So let's... 7 plus 3, 10 damage.
Okay. It's at -8.
Can I move the hunter's mark to somebody else?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Gotcha. Arsenal, unless you're repositioning.
I think Arsenal can hit the spider from here. Not that it matters too much anyways. Arsenal's just going to bonk it.
Don't boop.
24. Definitely not a boop. And is going to hit for 13 bludgeoning damage.
Half its hit points gone.
And that is Arsenal's turn.
Ricara, your turn. And yes, it's higher above you, this spider is, but like you try to hit you, and as it's pulling back, you hit it back. That's how the ranging goes. Ricara, go ahead.
Okay. Wait, so was that to me or to Arsenal on the spider?
It tried to hit Arsenal on its turn.
Oh, gotcha.
It like walked down onto the side of this cliff face and then attacked Arsenal, and Arsenal hit it back as the spider was trying to get back up here.
Gotcha. I just wanted to be sure I wasn't like going crazy because I didn't recall it attacking me. So,
no, all right, the other one tried.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm going to move up just a slight, like a smidge. And then I am going to use my quarterstaff for 12 hit it.
That's a miss.
Oh, darn. Okay. Can I still punch it?
Still do the bones.
Okay. Yeah, 10.
These are both misses.
I know.
That web really messed you up.
I guess.
All right, Tia.
I'm shooting that one.
Marked one. Gotcha.
That's pretty good. It's a 19 on the die. 24?
Yep.
9 piercing damage.
Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to continue bonking the spider in front of him. There's a 22 to hit for 10 damage. That is Arsenal's turn.
Ricara.
All right. So I'm going to try this another time here. 18 to hit.
Mm-hmm. Its AC is 14. You see that little number right here?
Oh, okay.
That 14 right there is how much you need to roll to hit it.
Gotcha. I wasn't zoomed in enough in my glasses.
You're on mobile, aren't you?
Yeah, but I can still see it all right, but my glasses are just terrible anyway. Out of character.
My in-character glasses, though.
It's 2-4 damage, and I'm going to punch him. 23 to hit. 5 damage there for the punch. All right, and then that's my turn.
That was lovely. Oh, this one actually hits Arsenal. This one, I think, also hits Ricara. 11 plus 5, yeah, that's like 16. That one was a 24 to hit Arsenal.
It's a little overkill, yeah. Overkill
Arsenal
on his AC,
takes,
I mean.
Sorry?
Overkill on his AC, I mean. Is this more than enough?
You take 5 damage piercing on Arsenal. Then Ricara takes, 9 damage piercing.
Oh.
Does Arsenal take poison damage?
He's resistant to it.
Okay, so you still take it, but you're resistant. Can you roll a constitution saving throw? Actually, Ricara, you need to as well.
17.
Okay.
All right, Arsenal, you take no damage.
Constitution saving throw, huh?
Yep.
Well, I rolled a 4 total.
Okay, so this could be bad.
Yeah.
You take 8 more poison damage.
Oh, crud. She's dead, right?
If you hit 0, you go unconscious.
Okay.
So let me put you sideways, like that.
Okay.
Now, if you're like this, that means you're dead.
Oh.
Gotcha. That's not like the game rules or anything. I was just making a silly joke there. But yeah, you're unconscious. You're knocked prone. Let me mark you as unconscious. Incapacitated.
Okay.
Tia.
I'm going to shoot that bad boy who just knocked her sideways. At least I assume it was 11 plus 5 is 16, so that hits. Yeah, max damage. So 14 plus 3, 17.
All right, as it's poisoning Ricara and she gets knocked down, the arrow goes right straight through it, right in its face. So it's gone. Arsenal, you're up.
Bonk has an 18 to hit. Considering his minimum damage is 6, it's probably dead.
Yep. Okay, we are out of initiatives.
No. Hanukkah, no. Does Cure Wounds have concentration to it that it would disrupt my hunter's mark?
No, it does not. Do you cast it on her?
Yeah, but I thought I looked at how it
is. It's 1d8 plus your modifier.
Okie dokie. That's like my wisdom or my spell attack.
Your wisdom.
They should be the same.
That is 10 cured.
Nuts. Thank you. Thank you, Thea.
Are no longer incapacitated. What's your AC again? You said it was 14, right?
Yes.
And then what's your hit point maximum?
Hit point maximum. Where is that?
What I mean is 19?
19, yeah. I wasn't exactly. I'm sorry.
And you're at 10 hit points right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just updating your token.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, close encounter there. It looks like the spiders are, at least the ones in this area, are gone and dead.
Good job, Dad.
Might be a good spot to take a little short rest and eat some dice.
Yeah, well, as you're considering that, this some guy just walks over here and says, offers you his campfire. He says that you can stay here if you'd like to rest and heal up.
Yeah, appreciate that. And also the help with the spiders.
By the time I got my sword out, you were killing the last one.
I'm a little sus, but okay. Fire sounds nice.
Arsenal is still beating the shit out of the last spider.
We need a sound effect for his hammer. A bonk and a boop. So this is what that light is. This is a campfire.
Mm-hmm.
Got any marshmallows?
Or chocolate?
Arsenal, dude, it's dead. You can walk away.
Give me a second.
Well, can we harvest like silk glands from it like we can in the video games?
If you want to.
I want to. I don't have any dice to eat. Is that a survival?
Sure, yeah.
22.
You get 2 silk glands. Or poison glands, rather. This guy here says, least I could do is share my campfire with you for my delay in assisting you. What are you doing out in the at night in this part of the woods?
Hunter gathering, you know, stuff, important stuff.
Well, I do have bedrolls if you would like to take a rest here.
Oh, you got these spare blankets? I used mine.
Oh, sure, sure. And he gives you a blanket. I forgot about that. This
blanket replaced. Now we're friends. Show him my tattered one with the caltrops still attached.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and roll up your hit dice if you want to take a short rest here.
All right.
You should have 2 to spend.
All right. 3 and 7. So 10.
What's your con? Oh, 10 file.
Oh, you add your con to the roll?
Yep. It's, would you roll, Ricara? How many hit points did you get back?
Well, adding con, it's 13. But I rolled a 10 total.
Yeah, you add your con for every dice you roll.
Okay. So it's actually 16. Hey, what's your name, by the way, fireman?
Lance.
A lot?
A little.
Lance a little?
Okay. Says, I'm here looking to speak with a dryad.
Well, that's a bucket list item I haven't heard recently.
I have an orchard, and I was thinking about hiring a dryad to live in it, you know, like set up a nice little apple orchard and have a dryad tend the trees, use their magic on it, grow all the big apples, harvest them, sell them in Elkwood, make lots of money.
I haven't heard of this. Dryad's just working in an orchard.
I hope you don't spread my idea around or anything. That's what I was thinking too, is I've never heard anybody do that. So I figured, why not give it a shot? And I was told there's a dryad around here, so that's what I'm doing.
I mean, I wasn't gonna, you know, share your clever business schemes. All I'm saying is good luck, buddy. Hey, like, knowledge in my brain of some sort, what might a dryad have to offer to our situation with the whole impending werewolfness?
So that would be, I think they're arcana. The check would be for arcana.
Be a what arcana?
Arcana check to recall things about a dryad.
So I rolled a 15 and I subtract 1, so it's 14.
Can I help her with 12?
So, like, you can help her, and she would get the roll twice.
Oh, okay.
That's generally how that works out.
Gotcha.
Twice is better. That's a 19 minus 1, which is 18. I totally recorded him as Lance a little, so that's sticky.
What a dryad would know is several different herbs. They would definitely know their uses medicinally. They would know how to make certain potions, most likely. They're magical creatures, so they would have possibly access to more powerful restoration type spells.
Would that expedite our quest or be kind of like a goose chase on the side that slows us down?
You're not sure. So your options right now are to go find a werewolf and harvest from its body. I think you need specifically some of its hair and like a vial of blood from it.
Why didn't we take that from Logan? I mean, I guess we didn't know.
Well, you need a living werewolf, and specifically not the one that bit her anyway. You're looking to, like, neutralize his version of lycanthropy.
Cool. So, yeah, I don't know. I could confer with Ricardo and be like, you know, there's a chance if we help him find his dryad that they could just, like, cast some fancy spells on you and we could be on our way. But it's a slim chance. I don't know if you want to take it or just continue on our way.
I was thinking the same thing. I guess... if it is a slim chance, maybe we should just continue on our way and thank the guy for all his help.
Sure. I offered him a butter knife, silver butter knife. It is a parting gift.
Oh, he takes it and says, this is really fancy.
I'm just saying, there aren't only dryads in these woods, and you might find that to come in handy at some point.
Oh, well, then I imagine you have more of these then, right?
Not a lot more, because, you know, we've been using them.
Yeah, they're kind of important.
But I figure you earned one by sharing your blanket with me, because, you know, I needed one.
Oh, that's good. So are you going to get some rest here? It looks like you're getting ready to keep moving. You're not going to just sleep?
Oh, no, we just needed a little breather.
Now, looking at the state of you right now, it looks like you might need more than that. Why don't you go ahead and get some sleep?
Why don't we not?
Tia, go ahead and roll a wisdom saving throw.
12. For saving throw? Hold on. 12.
All right, you fall unconscious.
Oh, no.
Is he the dryad?
You have to be kidding me.
I did you a nicey. Why are you a meanie?
He smiles at the rest of you and says, what about the rest of you? Are you going to go ahead and get some sleep?
Is this a magical effect?
You saw... go ahead and roll an arcana check. Let's start there.
Suppose I could, yeah. 24. That is a 20 on the die.
She did not fall unconscious willingly, and he had something to do with it.
Well, out of game, I was going to say, Arsenal cannot be put to sleep through magic, or probably at all. So he's going to draw his hammer on Lance a little.
Okay. Go ahead and roll up initiatives then.
Okay.
Lance a little meanie. It's a little weenie. Do I have to roll 1-2 or is mine 0?
Yeah, you can roll 1-2.
Arsenal gets a 14.
I get a 9.
Mine is 20 total.
All right, sorry. Let me roll mine. 8. First up would be Tia. Let me see if there's a save to wake up. Nope.
Is my sleeping sound.
And I don't have.
So she's going to be asleep for 1 minute, or until she takes damage, or someone uses an action to shake or slap the sleeper awake. So that's the end of her turn. Arsenal, it's your turn.
Arsenal is going to bonk him. That's the sound effect I found. That is a 22 to hit.
22 hits.
That is 13 bludgeoning damage.
Got it.
That is Arsenal's turn.
Rikara, it's your turn.
I am going to move a little closer. I think I can do that. And I am going to try to slice him with my longsword. I'm going to tell him that was not very nice of him to put my friend to sleep.
He's so pretty.
23.
23 is a hit.
9 damage. Now, we did a short rest, right? I think I'm going to do a flurry of blows.
Yep.
Well, I thought I was going to do a flurry of blows. I landed an 8.
Get 2 attacks.
All right.
That's what the flurry of blows is you get 2 attacks instead of just the 1.
Okay. 19 to punch him.
That's a hit.
The face. And 3 damage.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Yep.
All right. As you punch him, wait, never mind. You have silvered punches at the moment, but he starts changing.
Oh, great.
I gave silver to the wrong guy.
It's all good.
Probably made the spiders.
He starts laughing almost like a hyena, but he's actually a jackal. It's a jackal were. He is going to...
Does that count as a were creature we can get blood and stuff from?
Not for what you're doing. He is going to take a bite. Wait a minute. Is this an action to do what he just did? Okay, yes, it's an action. So actually, it's Tia's turn. So Arsenal's turn.
Arsenal's going to attack again. 23 to hit.
That's a hit.
That is 6 bludgeoning damage. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Ricardo, you're up again.
What I think I'm going to do, I'm going to stab him with my silver knives. But out of character real quick, is it a plus four attack bonus and then a 1d8 plus two for the knives?
I think the knives were 1d4 because they're like daggers.
Gotcha. Thank you. 7 to hit.
Not enough.
Which that doesn't hit. Yeah. And then I still get a bonus action, right? So 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
I don't know if my punches do anything, but...
You still have the silver shards taped to your hands because you're out here looking for werewolves.
Oh, right. You said that. 4 damage. And then that's my turn. I'm actually... Yeah, that's my turn.
Another one shows up behind Arsenal. 14 plus 5 is 19. Shit, you can take a lot of damage here. 5, 8 piercing damage. Do you have resistances or immunities to poison damage as well on Arsenal?
On Arsenal, I do have resistance to poison and immunity to disease.
All right, so you take 6 poison damage as well.
How much piercing was that?
It's 3, so that is 8 piercing and then so 6
about,
poison.
About 14 damage then.
Somebody slap me.
Arsenal, I think it's your turn.
Arsenal is going to use his second wind to regain hit points. If I can find the right channel. He regains 8 hit points as his mechanized body begins to sort of repair itself. And then he's going to continue bonking the thing in front of him. That is a 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
For 9 bludgeoning damage. By the way, Rikara, Arsenal is completely cornered right now, so he can't really move anywhere to revive Tia, so that might be something that you need to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking here. It's my turn now, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's exactly what I'm going to do. I think I can make it over there without provoking.
And basically, you'd come over here, run up this rock face, and land here, right in the campfire.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
No, you have to, unless you want to take a hit from the jackal.
Oh, okay.
So roll a dexterity save.
Okay.
Couldn't she move around the jackal that we were initially fighting and stay within his... Yeah.
14.
It feels like that doesn't provoke anything.
No, that doesn't provoke, but what she's running the dex save for is the campfire right here.
If she goes one more square, then she's leaving his threatened range.
Oh, I see what you're asking, yeah.
Is diagonally not good enough to revive Tia?
I don't know.
I think she would be up on higher ground diagonally.
To, like, directly to the left of the first jackal.
I think he's talking about, like, right here.
Yeah, that's a rock right there.
Oh, so I guess like she doesn't need to stand in the campfire.
Yeah, like, that's why I was like, she runs across the rock right here.
I can't even see what's in that square. It's blacked out for me.
Me too. I don't know why.
Because that was obstructing your view from this way. So, yeah, there's a rock there, a big boulder. So, yeah, unless she wants to stand sideways somehow. Yeah, you made your save, so you don't step into campfire as you move over to Tia.
Okay.
And you're slapping her awake or something?
Something. Anything. I'm like, wake up!
All right.
She could shake me gently, but I don't know, maybe we're not that good of friends.
There's jackal wares. Oh, you're going to gently shake her?
I'll be, I'm trying to be nice, but I'm also trying to be effective.
All right, he takes the disengage action. He's running off. See him jump down here. This one, take a swing at Arsenal. Oh, 18 is a hit.
I don't know why I'm bleeding so much.
So you take 11 damage, Arsenal, and it's Tia's turn.
Can't get up on the rock and shoot the guy who's running off?
If you want to.
It's the only way that I see, like, potentially a clear line of sight. I'm going to guess he disrupted my concentration when he put me to sleep.
Yeah.
22 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yeah, and 7 damage.
All right, he yelps. Anything else on your turn?
Pansy.
Arsenal.
I think Arsenal is going to disengage from this jackal lair and start chasing this one down.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Rikara's turn then.
I'm going to take my long sword. No, I'm not. My knives. That's right. And try to stab. 14. I'm not seeing his numbers on here. Does a 14 hit?
At 14 does hit.
Okay, good. 3 damage. Stabby, stabby again. Not stabby, stabby because I got a 6.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Yep.
All right. This jackal tries to disengage again. 30. I hide behind this rock over here for cover. He has total cover now. This jackal.
Even from me?
Yeah, from you. He's really low to the ground. This jackal's going to try and climb up behind Tia. So, Rikara, you actually get to make an attack of opportunity right now.
Nice. Stabby, stabby. 17 to hit.
That's a hit.
6 damage.
And that's your turn?
Yes.
This one is going to try to push Tia off from the top of this boulder.
Oh, like on with acrobatics?
Yeah, he's going to have to roll his acrobatics. He got a 20 on the die. So he's got a 22, and you have to beat a 22 with acrobatics or athletics.
And I'll help.
You can't help.
Okay, darn.
I only have a 21.
Oh, that was really close. He pushes you 5 feet, and you fall 10 feet. I don't think that actually causes any damage. You are no longer high enough to shoot at this guy, as he was trying to do, if he starts moving again. I mean, but it is your turn.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna... I can't reach him up there?
You can.
Okay, so I'll drop my bow and take out my silver and proceed to eat him. That is fun. 16 to hit.
That's a hit.
I think silver is D4s. I'm gonna have all my dice out by the time we're done here. Okay. 5 damage with main hand attack and 9 plus 5. That's 14 to hit for offhand.
That's what you need with this one. Wait, no, it's beats it. Yeah.
6 damage with offhand. And yes, I add my dex to my offhand for my fighting style.
Nice. Arsenal. Go ahead, move if you need to, Tia.
I can't really, because he can attack, can he?
Yeah.
I can't see where the first jackal went.
It's over here. Can you see my mouse marker?
I can see that, yeah, but I don't. All of this is just black for me.
Does he not have dark vision?
No, he does. Let me,
Because I can see him.
Yeah, I don't want to reset it, because then it screws
up
the...
I'll try refreshing, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I can see him now, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So he moved on top of this rock over here?
He's behind it.
Okay. And I'm assuming since I saw him go over there, I could follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Is this close enough to attack?
Yes.
Okay. Arsenal's going to bonk.
Like, sound effect.
That is a 20 to hit total.
That's a hit.
For 8 bludgeoning damage.
Is that your turn?
That is Arsenal's turn, yes.
Rikara.
So would it be acrobatics for me to try to jump up on the rock and get behind the jackal and stab him?
You can climb up there as part of your movement.
Okay, but then I would lose a an attack, right?
No.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. 10?
To hit is a miss.
No, to get up on the rock, sorry. I was doing acrobatics. I didn't know if I needed to.
Oh, no, you didn't need to. But yeah, you do a backflip from down on the campfire and you roll up here. All awesome and stuff. So there you go.
All right. It just like eats up part of your movement instead of being able to move. Like normally you just move 30 feet, 40 feet, like straight in the line. It eats up part of that because you're climbing up as part of your movement. That's all that it eats or takes.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm gonna try to stab him in the eyes. 21 to hit, 6 damage. And then another attack, 16 to hit, 4 damage.
All right, he's off the map.
Nice.
Now I've got Jeepers Creepers in my head because you're going for his eyes.
This jackal is hoping to get away, but he's being chased, so he's gonna try and put Arsenal down. And he does not. As a bonus action, he's going to do another disengage. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He looks desperate. Tia, yeah, it's your turn.
Pick up my bow and use... Oops, I did too much. I was doing a double move. Why did it boomerang me back?
I don't know. Where were you moving to? Here?
I can't quite get to him with my movement.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Yeah, I lost count somewhere because it kept boomeranging me back and I don't know why.
Arsenal.
Pretty sure I can easily follow him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arsenal is going to do so and hit him with a bonk. Oh, that is a 6. I'm going to be a miss. That is Arsenal's turn.
Rikara.
Okay. I am going to dash over there. I believe he's 70 feet from me. Let me double check that. He's 75, just about, so. And I know I can't. I don't think I can do anything else, but I wanted to get there and make sure I had him in my sight.
Okay, just so you are aware, you are currently standing on this rock in the edge of that. Just so you know.
Oh, crud. Okay.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just it's a balancing act if you're going to attack from there. Go ahead, though. It's fine.
Okay. What would I need to substitute? Anything?
It was just a thematic comment. For the most part, you're still within reach of him. Mechanically speaking, everything's fine. I was just letting you know that you're standing on the edge of a boulder.
Gotcha. 11 to hit. No, I'm sorry. 15 to hit.
You can't hit him.
Oh, yeah. Right. Sorry.
You used your dash action.
That's right.
He's going to try to hit Arsenal with the first attack, which was a 4. He missed. So now he's going to pull out his scimitar. It was a 15 on the die. Plus 5 is 20 to hit. That does hit, I think.
Arsenal, yeah.
So it pulls a 3 plus... He does 6 damage to Arsenal.
Arsenal goes down.
And then he's going to try to move away again. 5, 15, 20.
Can she attack of opportunity?
If she wants.
All right, I will do that. I'm going to throw my knife this time. Do I need a special feature to do that or special skill?
It's a melee attack, but yeah, go ahead and use your knife. We'll say that you'd like throw it at him.
12 probably doesn't hit.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, crud.
All right, it's turn Tia.
I cannot tell. The bush that he's by, is that like coverage?
It's not as much cover, so it's only 17 AC on him at the moment.
Even there, if I get around that rock.
You're actually lower. Oh, actually, yeah, you can see him. But yes, he still has cover.
So it's 17 to hit him, you said?
Yes.
What? Roll the 12. Let me see. Let me see. Oh, 12 is 5. Is that 17? Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes. That's fine. The 7 piercing.
Arsenal, roll a death save.
Oh, is he gone?
Hey, he's down.
No, I mean the jackal guy.
Oh.
He disappeared.
He died.
Can I have medicine or are we still in initiative?
We're still in initiative at the moment. It'll be Ricara's turn. But
Arsenal gets a 20 for a death save.
That's 2 successes then. So Tia, Ricara, you both get to go now.
Okay.
Can I have medicine for stability?
Actually, I don't think it's medicine. I think it'll be... Well, yeah, go and roll medicine. I was going to make it complicated because he's a construct, but won't do that.
16.
All right, if I remember right, that does stabilize. And we are out of initiative as he's now stable.
Okay.
I know all about constructs, as it turns out. Just kick this, pat this, bonk. It's good to go.
Is there anything I can do to increase his health?
That's the answer to your question.
Did you eat all your dice?
Me?
Arsenal.
I used 1.
I'm going to rifle through the pockets and contents of these jackal people and see if they've got anything of value for us to our quest or value to me who loves junk.
You find a journal on the one that was trying to escape. The other one seemed like a friend of his. He didn't have anything on him that you would collect other than a scimitar, I suppose. Maybe you would take that, but it's not silvered. Oh, you get your fork back or whatever you gave him.
I think it was a butter knife. That's good. But we have to, I was going to say we should harvest from them anyway, just in case we come across any other jackals and they try to bite us and make us wear jackals or whatever, or jackalwares. Yeah. We should harvest from them, but I forgot about, like, they have to be alive. Or are they alive?
You could harvest it from them if you wanted to right now.
Just in case. Take some blood and some hair, just in case one of these nasty guys comes along and tries to bite us, and we've already got what we need.
Yeah, I didn't mean like they have to be alive as you harvest it, just like you couldn't go back to Loban's decaying body and harvest it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I gotcha.
The knife I threw at him, can I take an action and go grab it?
You can just grab it.
Okay.
Strictly speaking, like for you in that moment, I just had you do a melee attack because you can only provoke with melee weapons. You can't use thrown or ranged weapons.
Oh, but I see.
Mechanically speaking, for you, it was going to be the same anyway, throwing or melee. So I was like, let's go with the thematic approach, and I was going to let you throw it at him.
Okay.
So it wasn't going to make a difference. So yeah, you can get your dagger back. That's not a problem. You're out of initiative, so you guys can move and act in whatever order. You find a journal on the jackalware. In it, it does talk about a dryad that lives in this area. He mentions something about wanting to get wolfsbane to help get rid of werewolves.
Is that what we're after?
This is one of the herbs that you're collecting already or looking to collect. It would be a more potent version. What you are using on Ricara right now is moonflower. But wolfsbane would, because she's like getting hairy. She's growing like a mustache and she's got a goatee and stuff. The wolfsbane would protect her aesthetics better. But what this jackal was looking to do was make poison darts, and he was going to poison some werewolves.
I mean, it doesn't seem like a terrible idea. Does this journal give us like more specific ideas of where to find this stuff?
Yeah, but it's not in this direct area. You'd have to travel pretty far from what you were looking to get here anyway.
So we should probably just stay on task. Well, I am concerned about Arsenal's health, and we don't have a lot of time to take like a long rest or anything, so there's not. I guess we should have hit up the potion shop.
You did on your way here. You were given some provisions, so you all would each have a standard healing potion.
Oh, then I'm going to go back and give him mine.
Arsenal's going to grab it and chug both that and the one that he has down, whatever opening he has for it. Just both at the same time.
His ear, like, twists in a circle and then ejects a bit.
Funnel comes out.
A little funnel to pour it in. He's like, oil! How much? Birthday oil!
How much is a standard healing potion?
I think it was 2d4 plus 2.
That actually might be quite a bit. Let's see. Oh, never mind. It's going to be 13 hit points for him.
Should we save mine or do you need that too?
Probably best to save it in case we need it to stabilize someone. Like, he could regain that rest of his hit points easily if we short rest again or something like that.
Oh, okie dokie.
You do find a pouch that has 100 gold coins in it. And as you're continuing to go through the journal, it actually seems like he was not lying to you about looking to start an apple orchard. And that was like his business starting expenses that he was carrying around.
I would have Jackalware want to start up an apple orchard.
That is answered in the journal if you continue reading.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose I can continue reading while Arsenal is short resting.
All right, yeah, his plan was basically to find victims this way. Like, he was going to have an apple orchard, and he was going to have, like, a tavern. He had, like, a whole plan to infiltrate nearby settlements with his apple orchard.
Now, I was about to say, it's too bad that he had to turn on us because he sounds like a decent businessman, but never mind. Actually, I'm glad that we put him down.
You were interrupted, Arsenal?
Is a short rest the thing that I'm doing?
Yeah, I'm going to read the journal real quick. And, you know, I feel like it's imperative to do just to see if there's any indication of there being other werejackals or jackalwares or whatever they are around here and learning what he was up to.
Where are you short resting right where you are right now? Or?
Well, I'm kind of looking around here. Like, there's this lake over here. We could pop a squat over there.
Lake?
River, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a ravine. It's pretty deep down. That's 5, 10, 20. That's like a 20-foot drop right here.
Well, and it's a defensible position, at least.
From below?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see them coming. They're coming up. Can't defend anything from across the way, but, you know, behind the bushes, I don't know. Or maybe over here, where there's all this junk to hide us.
Okay, you're going to take a short rest here?
Yeah. He's my
Go son. And do your short rest stuff, Arsenal.
I already did.
Okay. I'm going to guess that you're all trying to be alert for more jackals in the area or spiders. So you can roll perception checks as you're standing or sitting here doing your short rest.
How many do you need?
Just one from each of you. One perception.
Arsenal gets a total of 20.
My active is the same as my passive, which is 14.
14 and a 20. You got a 10? How much did you get, Ricara?
Oh, 11. I'm sorry.
11. Okay. All right. During this short rest, it's starting to get about to dawn, or you're expecting the sun soon. You hear across this ravine and over in the direction of those lights what sounds like a small battle that started, and it continues on. Like, you hear loud footsteps, magical casts, you hear howling of wolves. Something is happening across this ravine, and you're not sure if it's ending or if it's, well, I should say it's not that you're not sure if it's ending. You're not sure how long this battle plans to go on for as you're doing your short rest.
Can I do a little bit of stealthy scouting to get closer and get a better look?
Go ahead and move and do your stealth checks. Are you going to go ahead of your party?
Yeah, I figure that way he can finish resting and not be clanking around while I'm trying to stealthy. I'm not going to go too far. My first is 22. How far does that take me?
They'll take you on one turn. So 30 feet, I think it's stealth.
My speed is 35. Is that how far I can go?
Because you're double moving, I'm assuming.
Am I getting closer?
Let me measure it out. 140 feet from the center of this action.
I'm going to go to the edge of this ravine, like to the high point, and see what I can observe from there. Because I don't feel like going further than that away from my party is a good idea. Go up to there.
Okay. All right. In the distance at those lights, you're pretty sure you see something giant, like, because you can see really well in your dark vision range, right? Beyond that, everything is dark except for those lights, and you can see some shadows over there. Let me sync up our view a bit. Is that okay, Roxy?
Sure.
So over here, you think you see some giant over here, and you see magic being shot, like witch bolts, and you see a werewolf jump through this area. You're pretty certain it's a werewolf anyway, like a full-size one, and it attacks the giant, and then you see it go back into the shadows. So there's a fight happening over there between monsters and some kind of spellcaster.
Seems like probably where we need to go, but I don't like it. I guess next question is there an area that looks safest or easiest to cross over this ravine or whatever it is? A bridge, maybe?
You would not expect to find a bridge here. You are very far away from civilization in this area.
Maybe we might just have to make do at some place where it's narrow. Is it kind of passable here?
You think so? It's how far is that? It's like 15, 20 feet? 20 feet from side to side?
Little islands or something?
Yeah, you probably could make it across there with climbing tools.
Okay, I'll return to my group and tell them my prognosis or whatever, that we should cross there and see what's going on over there, because there's definitely werewolves, which is what we're here for, but none of the giants are a little sketchy. Do I got to stealth back?
Yeah, go ahead and roll a perception check on your way there, just so we can figure out what you saw of the giant.
18 for perception.
It was an Etten.
What is an Etten?
A two-headed ogre-looking huge giant thing.
Huh.
Let me pull one out. Here's a picture of one.
Ew.
It's a large creature like that. Oh, Tia, you can't see it, so it's right there.
From where? From what I know, are Etten spellcasters?
They are not.
So there's Ettens, werewolves, and some other spellcasters. Awesome. So my stealth is 20.
Okay. We'll say you can make it back with that check. You're pretty certain you make it back without alerting anything on your side.
Yeah. Then I will direct them to where I see the safest / easiest passage.
I believe you decided on over there. Yeah.
Yeah. When they're done short resting, that's where we're headed to get across.
All right.
All right, go ahead and start moving that way then, after your short rests.
Like turn-based or just moving?
Just moving. You're out of initiative. Okay, so you set up a... Are you going to just like put a grappling hook and hook onto something over there? And not vault across, but you know what I mean? Like climb the rope straight across? Or are you going to climb down to the river and then back up?
Yeah, if I could secure something to get across... Is it something, a structure that would hold up to Arsenal's weight?
Yeah. Yeah. He's not overly heavy.
Yeah. I'll try for that. Do I have to roll to make that happen?
No. I'm just trying to figure out what kind of rolls you would have to make to climb if that's how you're doing it.
How much do a straight shot with the rope if I can avoid climbing down and then over and then back up? Will.
Okay. All right, so yeah, it would just be a dexterity acrobatics check to get across this way. The DC is only 10.
So mine's 15.
Then you make it over. I'll put you over there.
Hello, New World.
Acrobatics?
Yep, if that's the route Aristotle's going to take.
Well, what other route is there?
You could climb down, come back up. That'd be more of a strength check instead if you did it that way.
Okay, Aristotle's going to do that then.
Okay, so DC 10 strength check twice.
Strength check, not athletics?
Oh, yeah. Athletics, strength check.
So do two?
Mm-hmm.
23 and 12.
Make it across. Sorry?
I'm going to do the same. You said it's a D10?
DC 10 to for a dex check if you're going to take the rope over. So that would be...
Okay.
You would roll a D20, add your dexterity acrobatics.
Gotcha.
DC is just the difficulty class. That's the goal you're shooting for.
So 13.
And you make it across. There, everybody's across.
I'm going to recover my rope structure thing. Waste not want. Hey, you know what? I got a new blanket out of this whole ordeal, though, so we're fine.
It all works out.
I suppose we should probably pause it here because we're almost to 10:30. Is that okay?
Yeah, then we can go back at the Etten next time.
All right, is that what everybody wants to do, is just go straight in to figure out what's going on, or... How is that going to be approached?
I think that's going to be the best, yeah. Because we need to know what we're dealing with.
Okay.
I mean, we could scout the terrain a little and see what the best way to approach would be. But yeah, I think that's our goal, is to get over there.
Okay. You are about an hour from daybreak, or at least enough light that you will no longer be needing to use your dark vision, and you should be able to see the whole map then, if nice. That comes into your calculations.
What's the countdown to the moon? 18 hours or something, 12.
Yeah, the moon should come up. Let's see, what time would it rise? Like 8 o'clock, right?
So maybe like 15 hours out.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can't really dawdle and waste time on doing anything other than going straight for the werewolf we've seen.
Right.
And hope an Etten can be convinced to be an ally since he seems to be fighting the same guy.